This is GQDN for Thursday, August the 3rd, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest and by patreon.com/groupquest and also by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Resident Evil news. Oh, Kojima, what did you say this time? And a little bit of hardware news. But today, according to GamesRadar.com, Baldur's Gate 3 did launch today, but oh boy, did people have some problems with it. Because people tried to download it, and for some people it took about 6 hours, and other people, well, it's going to take longer than that. So, yes, there were a lot of problems, and even developer Larian Studios did have to say something. So at 11:29 a.m. Eastern Time, the studio's director of publishing did show a screenshot of Steam results, who did try the down detector. That's what the user reports of problems at Steam. So at 12:17, the results were still the same. In fact, there was a huge spike that reported issues starting at Baldur's Gate 3 right at the launch time. We had even some people had a bit of a heart attack because they looked at the screen and it said 6 months. Even some people saw 1 year for the download. Now, Twitch may have lagged there too. People may have had troubles. We shall see as reports come in. Now, we go to PCGamesN.com and they said that, well, you're on PC, well, why not check out Loop Hero for a free game? So, this is an RPG game that is on the Epic Game Store. And that's with Iconic Bloons TD6. So, if you are a fan of the 80s or 90s game style, then you may like this game called Loop Hero. And Loop Hero is a game that you could defend towers as manned by monkeys. And you could place a bunch of traps and pop some balloons. They can keep your tower safe from invaders. Now, Loop Hero and Bloons TD6 are both free until Thursday, August 10th at 11 a.m. EST. So yeah, go check that out. Now we get to a bit of hardware for the next couple of stories, and they say at PC Games N that Steam Deck did help out Linux to beat Microsoft on Steam. Instead, well, we know that Steam Deck isn't just a handheld game platform, but it does hold Linux as a browser for you. So the Steam Deck has its own operating system, which, according to Valve, did overtake the Mac's operating system. And I said Microsoft. No, that was wrong. That's Apple. So I do apologize for that. But Linux took a bit of a hit because of that. Because 96.21 of Steam users are using Microsoft, 1.96 are using a variation of Linux, and half of a percent, well, they got a half a percent increase in the previous, from the previous month, which was very impressive. And it did beat out the Mac operating system, Linux, with its 1.84%. So very, very interesting there. Now, WCCF Tech did say that all PlayStation 5 games are supporting 3D audio. So at that, John on Twitter did say, quote, do games like Returnal need to be patched to support the new Atmos sound on PlayStation 5? Or is it automatically enabled? At Lolik Kathir replied, it's both. There's an automatic Atmos mix for all existing games that support 3D audio. But for bespoke Atmos mix made by the sound team, games would need a patch. So, we'll see what happens now with the Atmos mix, because I do have a PlayStation 5 myself. But let's say you have a PC, and let's say that you want a controller. Well, The Verge can help you out, because 8-Bit Deuce does have a drift-free Bluetooth controller, and it's selling for $56. Pretty cheap these days. In fact, the white version is on sale at $56. The black version is at $70. Both are at Amazon. Now, The DeWalt's USB-C charging kit is also on sale for about $73, which is about 26% off, only because it's DeWalt. But there is quite the thing for all you controllers. So go and enjoy it. Oh, and they were saying also that the 49-inch Odyssey Neo G9 LED gamer monitor, which is on sale at Woot, is now $1,385. Or basically $1,386, which is $914 off. So this thing is curved and does look really good. And on sale too, for that much. Now, Hideo Kojima, according to GamesRadar.com, did say that Death Stranding 2 could change the meaning of the word strand. Now, the meaning of strand did change for Death Stranding 2, and the COVID-19 pandemic is, according to Kojima, responsible for it. So he did an interview with J-pop idol Nakachi from the group Perfume for the Japanese outlet called Music Natalie, and Kojima did give some insight to Death Stranding's 2 development. In fact, he said, quote, "In Death Stranding, connection was justice." But he did say about the COVID-19 pandemic, quote, "Remote and other pseudo-connections became more important. On the other hand, I felt this is pseudo-connection alone was not enough to achieve human-like fulfillment and life. I felt that human beings need to get out into the outside world and move." Further quote, "Isolation and fragmentation are ongoing, and the world is changing dramatically, with the inability to return to the world as it was. The meaning of strand is changing in Death Stranding 2, as we rethink about our connectedness." So we will see what happens from there. Now, Call of Duty is going to have a little bit of an art thing there next week. So, they got up on Twitter, and people were asking about the key art. Well, this comes to us from IGN, by the way. And they were saying on Twitter, quote, "Joke's on you! Real key art here! We'll share our artistic abilities and even more next week." And the picture just says, with a nice stick figure, "Modern Warfare Redacted." Yeah. But the full reveal date will be August 17th. But the next week's suggestion from Call of Duty did suggest that the tease will come earlier. So the tease will be next week. Probably have some art with it. But we'll keep an eye on it. You know we do. Eurogamer for the last story did say that Resident Evil 2 is now the best-selling game in the series. Well done to them, because they have sold over 1 million units, and that is following the latest financial report last week. So, very well done to them. We shall see how things go for that. It is Resident Evil, but you know that we are not evil. We are Group Quest. We are Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow for more video game and maybe some esports news too. Until then, go play some games, people.